Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Today our scripture is from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 5 through 9. Please listen as I share these verses with you. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thanks be to God. Amen. Will you pray with me? Dear and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditation and the inspiration in all of our hearts and thoughts today be acceptable in your sight, for you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. The question I want to ask this morning to all of us is this. Do you expect to find Christ in your Christmas this year? Now that question, if it's said another way, it's time to put Christ back into Christmas. We've heard that cliche before, and it's somewhat rather smug, but that's not the question for the morning. The question is, do you expect to find Christ in your Christmas this year? It's a question of expectation. It's a question, it's actually a deep question of faith. Because this time of year, in many ways, has been taken away from the church. It is one of the most exploited seasons of the year, isn't it? In so many, many ways. And it's so easy to be distracted and to be caught up in the stuff of the season that we get so busy and so consumed and consuming that sometimes we miss what's really important and of true value. So the question, do you expect to find Christ in your Christmas this year? Now, I know that for many, Christmas is a time when, at a particular time of the season, usually it could be the week of Thanksgiving, is when you head up to the attic and you bring down all of the Christmas decorations, and you, I think some may have special even Christmas tree closets. When you open the closet and you just pull out the tree, it's ready to go, you plug it in and off you go, and click on the house lights, you know, you've got your particular routine set up. Everything's got in its place, and this is where this goes, and this is where the tree goes, this is where the wreath goes, this is where the, and so it becomes kind of a, you know, a rote routine kind of thing, and you've got particular things that you are planning. You've got your Christmas card list, and you've got your, you know, things you're going to cook, and you've got all these, and then Christmas comes, Christmas goes, and then on December the 26th, tree goes up, all the things get back up in the attic, and Christmas is over for another year, and off we go. And if you're caught up in that kind of thing, then you're really not expecting Christ in your Christmas this year? Are you too caught up in the other stuff? Now, there are some people who are so controlling that you want to control everything related to your Christmas, and so in the midst of controlling everything, you're not open to what could be spontaneous and revelatory in your Christmas experience. And so for those who want to control this Christmas season, you probably won't find Christ in your Christmas this year either. Now, this is not something that's unique to our time. It's something that's been going on forever. The ancient Jews did expect the Messiah, did expect Christ, but the Christ that they were expecting was not the Christ that they got. Therefore, as Paul said, Christ is a stumbling block to Jews. Now, for the Romans, they were not expecting Christ at all, whatsoever. I mean, they lived in a pagan world where destiny was controlled by the fates. You pretty much had nothing to do with your life. It was just this circle of eternal same old, same old, same old. And in that world of the Darwinian natural world, you don't expect a Savior. You don't expect the Messiah. It's just same old, same old. And life has no purpose and has no meaning. The point of the Christian faith is that when Christ came and entered history, when God was born in Bethlehem in the manger, history took a radical turn, a shift. And we continue in the trajectory of God's purpose and will as He unfolds His purpose and meaning and life in the world. Instruments of God's fulfilling history. That's for us who expect to find Christ in Christmas this year. When I was in seminary in the mid-80s, I took off to North Georgia. And my very first church I ever served was a small little white frame church high on the hill in the North Georgia mountains with a nice little pristine steeple. This little church nurtured me in incredible, wonderful ways. It wasn't long after we arrived that we met one of the most influential men in my life. He was not a university or seminary professor. He was not even a clergy person. He was a gardener. Mr. Henry was the adult Sunday school class teacher for this little Methodist Church in the North Georgia Mountains. He had been the adult Sunday school teacher for 40 years until his health totally debilitated him. He'd been a gardener all his life, and he'd been a smoker, but he'd also, working with chemicals in people's yards and gardeners, finally did a number on his lungs, and he had a pretty serious emphysema. And so his life existence was homebound. And early in the morning, he would get up from his bed, and he would slowly, because it hurt him so, and he was so winded, he would shuffle into his living room, where he'd sit down in front of the fireplace in a comfy chair, and he would sit there all day long. Whenever I needed a boost or a conversation that energized me, I would go pay a visit to Mr. Henry. And I would sit on the other side of the fireplace in another comfy chair, and we would sit and we would have a conversation, and he would share a bit of his life. He was a beautiful and incredible storyteller. And I could literally stay there for 1 hour, 2 hours to listen to Mr. Henry. He would say, you know, the Lord made me an earth man. I'm not a seaman or an airman or a spaceman. I'm an earth man. You know, that's how he made old Adam. He said, Adam, I made you out of the earth, and you are an earth man. I get a lot of satisfaction out of reaching down and smelling the earth. If you ever feel that life's just getting away from you, just go out and hug a tree. A tree that's been there for hundreds of years. You get a lot of satisfaction in that. He had a college degree. He could have been a marvelous teacher. He could have been a professor. He could have, there's all kinds of things he could have done. He said, but I'd like to do earthwork. I love my garden. So he was a yard man all his life, took care of people's yards and gardens. But now it was too old and he couldn't get out anymore, and that was one of his life's regrets. And his garden now had turned to weeds. This particular Christmas, the adult Sunday school class, there was only one in this church, had an annual tradition, which was to everybody gathers at the church, and we all get piling cars, and we go throughout the community to people who are homebound and sing Christmas carols. And we'd do that, and then when we're done with that, we'd all go out to eat together. And so this particular Christmas, we gathered at the church, we piled in the cars, and we went through the hills and hollows of North Georgia to various people's homes, and we'd stand out and we'd sing and we'd wish them a Merry Christmas, and then off we'd go to another place. Our final stop was Mr. Henry's. And we all gathered together, there's about 20 of us, and we all kind of crowd ourselves into Mr. Henry's little living room, little fireplace is going, he's sitting in his comfy chair with his beanie hat on. And we sing our carols. Hark the herald angels sing. It came upon a midnight clear. Joy to the world. And we wish Mr. Henry a Merry Christmas, and we start shuffling out the door. And then Mr. Henry says, wait. Will you sing Silent Night? And so we say, sure. And so we turn around and we shuffle back in his living room, and we sing, actually we croak it out, Silent Night. And when we're done, Mr. Henry says, every Christmas has a moment, and you've just given me mine. Now that has stayed with me ever since. And every Christmas season, there's a little bit of me that has an expectation of when and where I'll receive my Christmas moment. Now, you can expect it, but you can't plan for it. You can't make it happen. It's just got to happen. And you never know when, how, where it's going to take place. It could be a word spoken, a gesture given. It could be an experience that you have that is unique and one of a kind, but it is something that makes this Christmas different from any other, sets it apart from the routine, breaks it out of its spontaneity and its rut, and it makes this Christmas one of a kind, your gift. It is the moment when Christ enters your Christmas. and makes it the Christmas to remember. Following me? Every Christmas has a moment, and you've just given me mine. So my prayer for all of you is that somehow, some way, in some unexpected kind of thing, you will find Christ in your Christmas this year, and you will have your Christmas moment. Now, the other thing to remember is this. You may never know it, but it's very possible you will be the instrument of someone else's Christmas moment this year. Could very well be, you could be the instrument that puts Christ in their Christmas this year. It can happen. And I pray that it does for all of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us for our celebration services, an uplifting mix of contemporary and traditional worship styles, as we open our hearts to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Sunday mornings at 8:15, 9:30, or 10:45. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.